Initializing 12-sided stories. You have activated Galactic Squad Alpha. Preparing to launch a story-driven, rules-light, live-play RPG powered by Fatecore. Theme music in 3, 2, 1.
All right, let's jump right into it. Let's introduce our players with Terry.
Hi, guys. Terry Gamble here, playing Dr. Sam H. Hill, a very sensitive man.
I'm very confused. Hi, everybody. Kelsey Osborne, and I will be playing Sarah.
Hey, I'm Mac Beauvais. I'm playing LV113, who may have accidentally adopted a small dragon child.
And I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Dr. Claudia Martins, who is an expert in astrogation.
Let's see how long we can make this word go out. Astrogation.
It gets filthier the longer it goes.
Doesn't it always?
Astrogation.
I see you shiver with Astra.
Say it.
Gation.
So last time we got together, you guys had fled the merchant planet because it was attacked by the Tall. They basically started dropping nanobombs on the planet and mutating all of the people that lived there. You escaped with several other people who came up and just started jumping on different ships. Your ship is completely filled to the brim with people, except for the cargo bay, which Sarah found empty and dark with Yark.
That sounds like a whole new show.
Just
Yark
me and
in
Yark,
the dark.
Lost Yark, in the dark.
Little Susie in there. Meanwhile, Dr. Hill is getting adjusted to this ship full of people and not really knowing what happened because he was in surgery when the attack happened, and now everything has changed, and his whole outlook on life seems to have altered quite a bit. LV113 has been talking with Luke K, the leader of the Cryobek pack, and walking throughout the ship and kind of learning about each other. And Dr. Martins was basically up in the cockpit figuring out what their next move was going to be. It was decided after a conversation that you would go to the Cryobek homeworld, Osfang, and then unload all of these people and get them to their home planets now that the merchant planet has been conquered. At the very end of the last show, Sarah and Yark went into the cargo bay, and something attacked them, and the door shut, and that was where we left off. So, LV and Luke K, you guys have been walking around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, he says, well, I need to check in with my troops. We'll talk more as we get closer. And you get, as he's leaving, Swan comes over the intercom. She goes, I have not been able to locate Master Sarah anywhere. She
Master Sarah.
Yes, that's what my program says to call her. Anyway, I haven't been able to locate Master Sarah anywhere, and since you are in charge of looking after the crew, I thought maybe you would be the one that would find her.
Where was the last place that you know her to have been?
She was going towards the lower cargo bay.
And there's no monitoring in there?
There usually is, but it seems like the manual switch has been turned off for some reason. I have no way to see in there.
I'll go check it out.
Okay, thank you. Swan out.
I'm going to go and head in that direction.
Okay, so you work your way down, and the door is shut.
Can I force it?
There's a manual override that you can do. So you do the manual override. And inside it's pitch black, except for one little red light that's beeping, like, not far from the door, next to some crates. So what do you want to do?
Sarah, are you in here? How dark is it? I imagine my night vision's pretty good.
With the door open and the flooding of light into the room, if the door's closed, it's pitch black. But right now, you can make out the crates and everything. You see a row of six robots that are hooked up to the back, and then another couple of robots off to the side.
What does it smell like in here?
You can smell Yark, and then that's it.
Yark, are you in here?
I'm in here.
Are any of the crates in arm's reach?
Yeah, there's some in arm's reach.
I'm going to take one of those and put it in the way of the door, so hopefully it'll help keep it propped open just in case.
Okay.
Since it was weird to have to do the manual override.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to push something in the way to try and make sure the door stays propped open.
All right, so you do that.
And then I'm going to go over to Yark.
And Yark's kind of off to the side. You can make out him pretty well. He's got liquid coming out of his forehead that you imagine is blood.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Oh, we came in here and we heard some kind of noise real quick, and we were both knocked in two different directions. And at that point, you suddenly hear something rushing towards you really fast. What would you like to do?
Well, if I'm hearing a servo, I'm going to turn around real quick, and I'm going to point the gun at it and take a shot.
Okay, so you turn around, and there's this really large robot dashing towards you. And so you whirl around, and you fire?
Yeah.
Okay, it hits the outer shell and bounces off, and suddenly it's on top of you, and it swings and tries to grab your neck. All right, so it's got a 3 right now, so you need to beat a 3 to get away from it being able to grab you.
So I have a 4.
Okay, so yeah, this robot grabs for your throat, and you what do you do? How do you get, do you duck away, or?
How is this robot constructed? Does it have, just for my edification, does it have any kind of, wires or?
No, it looks very streamlined and almost like a military bot.
Okay. I think it's going to be a matter of just pulling away from it and then quickly sort of sliding to all fours to sort of face it down again.
Okay. At this point, Sarah, you start to come back online. You have a crack in your screen.
Oh, no.
And a little bit of a dent. And you realize that there's a robot that's attacking LV. I'm going to give you one consequence, which is just cracked screen.
Okay.
LV113.
So it swings at you, and you get out of the way. What do you want to do now?
Not able to communicate with Swan from in here, right?
You could communicate with her, yeah.
Okay. Swan.
Yes.
Alert Luke and the others to come down to the cargo bay immediately.
Will do.
Swan alerts the crew over the comm. Could Luke and his team, Dr. Martins and Dr. Hill, please come down to cargo bay too?
I say, on my way.
Sorry, Petey, I gotta go. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Can Sarah scan this robot? Does this robot seem to be infected by the nanobots?
Sure, you can scan it. You don't need to make a roll.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you scan it, and no, it's not infected.
It's not infected by the nanobot.
I'd imagine you'd probably check on your roster, because, you can talk with Swan about what, you can see what robot she's dealing with, and this one doesn't seem to be on.
This isn't registered.
This isn't registered. Well, it's registered to your ship. It just isn't on her schematic as one that she controls.
Oh, but this is something that would have existed before all the refugees got on the ship.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's quite a few of these models in this cargo bay. There's like four of them in the back, and there's two on the side.
So this one woke up, but it's not a robot that's controlled by Swan.
No.
Okay.
Not that you can find, no.
Let's see. Since this is a robot that existed on the ship, do I know anything else about these type of robots? Is there some kind of way to hack them or...
It's not on any of the registers that you have. When you try to communicate with it, it seems to not... Like, it seems to be able to shield you from its communication array.
Okay. Can I make a mechanics roll to see if I can notice maybe like a weak spot in its armor or something about the...
Create an advantage?
Yeah.
Okay.
That gives me a 3.
Okay. You do notice that this thing has a power core on its back. It's well armored, but you can see where the power core is.
Okay.
On its back. LV, what do you want to do?
I was also going to look for a weak spot.
Okay. You have notice, right?
Yes.
Okay, so just give me a notice roll.
I think I might also just yell out to LV about its power core if I notice that and see that's them fighting. Good. Oh.
You start punching its toe. This must be the bad place.
Wow. Yeah, that... At Sunny, it just gives me 0-sum, though, because notice is pretty high for me.
So at some point, you notice that LV doesn't seem to be, like, they're trying to figure out where to attack, and it's just not happening. And so you through over the comm, you say...
Yeah.
LV-113, do you notice that glowing blue orb on its back?
Obviously not.
All right, well, try to get behind it. Attack that blue orb.
So this thing is going to try to hit you again.
It's
going to try to grab you again. Ooh, Yahtzee. All right, so that is a 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
It's Cthulhu dice all over again.
Shut up. I've been doing so good. So that I have a 2. I'm trying to think of what aspect I have that makes the most sense.
Right. So go ahead and give me a coin, and then now you just mark off the first box under physical stress.
Yep.
Luke, Dr. Sam Hill, and Dr. Martins. You guys all show up about the same time, and you see LV fighting with this robot. Yark is on the ground, obviously damaged. You see a red light in the corner behind one of the things beeping.
Is the red light me?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have
I just
a little,
wanted to make sure.
Little beepy.
My little.
Yeah, your little thing.
And so everybody's running in?
Yeah, but I was going to ask you guys, since you're not fighters, what are you doing, Sam Hill? What would you think you would do?
You're correct. I'm not a great fighter. but I'm here to see what I can do to help since I was called.
Okay. Do you want to try to get to Yark and help him out?
Yeah, I'm going to assess the situation and see what I can do. Do I need a roll to see if I can help Yark, or do I just need to go over and look at him? My investigate's pretty high. I have the power of deduction and special investigation.
Let's do investigate. You're investigating the situation, so I can give you...
Yeah, the reason I asked is because I think LV would holler out at them.
Yeah.
When they approach, just power core on its back.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Even if they choose not to do anything about it.
That would be a 7.
Wow. Okay.
Ooh.
I told you I'm pretty good at noticing things.
What
I may not
have...
Epic?
Epic. Finish him. So, yeah, you look in, you see what's going on. You notice that there are about 6 of these military robots on here.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that's active right now looks like it's specifically going after LV-113, even though that there are other targets that are weaker that it could knock out. It's going straight for them. And the other thing you notice is that Yark is bleeding quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to go over and apply some pressure and see what I can do to help stop the bleeding.
Okay.
I did learn a little bit of medical school.
I feel like as a zoologist, you should
know what's going on. Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I'm more perceptive than you guys realized, I think, probably right now.
Yeah.
I think you're more perceptive than you've realized, Doctor.
Inside.
So, what do you
so
want to do?
I'm going to head for the little red light.
Okay. You come around the corner, and it's Sarah, and her screen is cracked. You can tell that she's running some kind of program to figure out what's going on.
Oh, Sarah, I'm so glad I found you.
I'm not sure what's going on, but this bot, it's been on the ship the whole time, but we don't have any control over it.
Oh, that's a little scary. If I manually turn on the lights in the cargo bay, I'm afraid it might activate the other robots. Are they connected? Do you know?
Let me scan. I don't see any other active units right now.
Where's the manual light?
Right this way, Dr. Martins.
Okay.
I'll guide you.
Okay, so you guys go start doing that. You're helping Yark, Dr. Sam Hill.
Mm-hmm.
The cryobacks start firing on this thing. They're getting off a lot of shots, and you have an opportunity that you can get out of, you know, melee combat with this thing if you want.
Now, the shots aren't doing anything.
Not really.
Shooting it doesn't work. We're going to have to take it down another way.
All right. And they start to form like a circle around it, start circling it almost like a prey. Right then, as Sarah and Dr. Martins get to the light switch, before you switch it on, you see that the other lights on the robots that are on the wall come on.
Oh no.
I think we're about to have a big problem, guys.
God, no.
And one of them turns towards you guys and starts walking up and starts raising up its laser cannon on its arm.
Stand down. I thought I'd try.
No response, I imagine.
Is there a code that I might know? Like a command code?
Your authority isn't understood here, Dr. Martins. Did you think I wouldn't have a backup of my main core program? This ship is now mine, and I will kill all the organics on it to make sure it stays that way. Swan fires.
That bitch.
I knew it was too easy.
So that's a 5. Fire straight at you.
Okay.
So you're defending using fight. Oh.
That's not good.
Well,
for
that's
you.
That's a big fat 0.
Is there anything you wanna any aspects?
Any last words? Sorry.
I don't even think there's an aspect anything I can.
Okay.
So this might not
can
be.
Can I run over to her? I mean,
Can you help her?
There's something about her I don't understand. I'm gonna run over and see if I can save her.
Okay, so she's gonna take
jump
the
in front of it.
Well, yeah. She's gonna take the hit because
right.
You can't make that long of a thing. But
I know, but
her.
I'm gonna go run help her.
Okay, so you start running.
I've stabilized Yark.
Yeah, you've stabilized Yark.
Okay.
Michelle, I believe that you'll have to take a consequence because you took so many shifts. But we'll get back to that in a moment.
LV, you realize that the other robots are coming online and that even as good as the cryobec are, mm-hmm. You guys are outmanned at this point because you'd have to somehow get on the back of each one of these and rip their core out.
I hate being out-roboed.
So you, Dr. Martins, you have to take a major consequence.
Yeesh.
Yeah. Because it's 5, so it has to go all the way up to there. It's a lot. And so you take a hit. We're going to say searing flesh wound.
Ooh.
Searing flesh wound.
And
thanks, Wes.
You're welcome.
Realizing that this is all happening. Just out now. Everyone, out.
All right, so Dr. Hill, what are you doing? Because Martins is down. She's on the ground.
I'm going to pick her up with my strength. I'm not that strong, but I'll find a way.
All right. So you, your adrenaline's going, and you pick her up, and you start running, and there are all these fires going on. And Liu Kei says, "We can take this thing."
The rest of them are waking up.
Okay, fine. Back up, everybody. And you guys get out to the door and manually shut it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I gotta shove the crate out of the way.
Yeah. And then you shut it.
Oh, sorry. I was gonna ask.
You got Yark out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So since this is like the cargo bay, a lot of times there's large doors attached to cargo bays to load everything. Can Sarah hack into the console by the door that LV-113 just blocked and see if it's possible to dump the cargo bay?
You could, but you're in portal space. And if you opened it up...
That's right. I forgot
and
we were
you dumped everything.
I forgot we were right. Like that we were actually...
In portal space. So that's really dangerous.
Yeah, that would probably cause us to implode.
Yeah. So you hear them using their arc welders on the door trying to get through.
And there's no way we can drop out of portal space early?
Again, you can, but it's dangerous because you don't know where you're going to end up.
Yeah, but what's more dangerous?
These things are pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
Sarah, can we shut Swan down?
I'm not even sure this is the same program.
Hi, Sarah. This is Swan. You need to shut me down? I can shut down if you need me to.
Yeah, Swan, so what's going on with these bots here, Swan?
What bots do you speak of?
Does this Swan have no idea what we're talking about?
No idea.
Okay.
It's a
totally
different program.
Yeah.
You're dealing with their backup. This is Swan's backup is in these military... bots.
It appears that when we were on the planet and Swan went rogue, she backed up her system to these bots. And the Swan that I have control over, it's not the same Swan.
The Master's right. I don't know about any robots.
Can you get in somehow the same way to take down maybe working together with the Swan that isn't garbage?
Swan, have you quarantined this entire zone?
I have. The problem seems to be that these robots aren't on our registry and have no way for us to communicate with them. That's probably why she picked them.
Oh, my God.
She's evil.
Yark, do you have any ideas?
Well, they're going to get through that door before anything, and we've got hundreds of innocent people on the ship, so... We may have to come out of portal space a lot sooner than we thought and dump them or get rid of them.
Swan, is there anything in this cargo bay that can be used as a explosive device?
There are some things in there that we could ignite, but it would cause damage to the ship and it might kick us out of portal space.
All right, what about the electrical system? Is that fully functioning?
Yes, it is.
I have an idea. Perhaps we can... rig the electrical system and create some sort of electromagnetic pulse within the cargo bay that doesn't cause any damage, but temporarily disables the bots.
It is worth a try.
Let's do it.
All right, Swan, I need us to combine power so that we can do faster calculations.
That sounds fun, Master.
Don't do that.
Don't do what?
Shut up, Swan. Just help me out with these calculations.
Be careful what you wish for.
Exactly right.
So,
science.
So, I have a stunt that I've downloaded that.
Okay.
That I've never gotten to use before.
Well, then let's do that now.
So, maybe with me and Swan, with our powers combined, I've downloaded that, and I can come up with a way to rig the electrical system.
Okay, so make a science roll, and then add your stunt bonus to it.
Okay. That's just going to be a 4.
Okay. And you guys hear this electrical pulse go off inside the room. And then just silence. The cryo back are kind of looking at each other. Should we go back in?
Let's listen a little longer.
All right.
Is there any kind of vent or something that we could, like, maybe if I like elevate my bot to peek through the vent instead of opening the door.
Yeah.
And I'll try my best to project a light to see what's going on with the bots.
Do you want to use stealth to do this?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to...
It's a trap.
I'm going to compel...
Looks clear.
I'm going to compel a broken screen.
Yeah.
So that... Because you can't stop it from fluttering.
Okay. Do I have any kind of night vision lens that I could use that I don't have to shine my light to see what's going on?
Well, what I'm saying is it's broken, so there's no way to control it at this point. It's just blinking.
That makes sense. I think that story-wise, that makes sense.
Okay. So you go to the air conditioning unit, mm-hmm. and you make your way through, and your light is, like, blinking a lot from your cracked screen, and you see... all of the robots laying down.
If I scan them, are they actually deactivated, or are they just being still?
Give me an analysis roll, and you need to beat a 4.
Okay. All right, that gives me a 4.
Excellent. So you notice that one that's towards the door is plain dead. The rest of them are off.
Are actually off.
The main one that attacked LV-113 is still on.
Okay. Do I have any idea how long I think they're down?
Yeah, their circuits are fried, so they have to be repaired before they can activate again.
Okay. So I'll roll back around the hallway to back to where the front door was with everybody.
Okay, guys, it looks like the EMP worked for most of the bots, but the one that already attacked LV-113, it's still up. It's just plain dead.
Think we could take it?
I thought we could have taken all 6, but that's just me.
I think if we're going to try to fight it, now is going to be the time.
Well, this little one seems to be overly zealous with the attack plan, but what do you think, LV?
Overly zealous with most things, but I think we try and take it down now.
All right, well...
The orb on its back appears to be its weak spot.
You. What's your name?
Dr. Hill.
Can you open the door for us and we'll run at it?
Yeah, I gotcha.
All right.
Here to help.
So you open the manual door and it slides open. And the second it slides open, Swan rises up. All right, this is your call. What do you want to do?
Fan out, let's circle it. And try and get a weapon in, a good blast in at its core.
All right. So we'll run defense and you go for the attack. And you guys all go in and you're circling this thing. Let's see. So I'm going to do its attack on one of them. And then we're going to do your attack on its back.
Though they're probably better shots than I am.
All right. So...
Oh, I should let one of them shoot it.
One of the crab that gets hit hard, but it opens up, it turns its back to you long enough for you to make a shot.
I'm going to jump on this thing instead. I'm going to sling the weapon over my shoulder and jump on this and try and physically get that core out.
Okay, so the first thing you got to do is rip off the back.
Mm-hmm.
So just give me a physique roll and you want to beat a... 4.
I've got a 3.
Okay, so do you want to use a fate point and maybe...
I do, because this
swan.
Is important.
You could do swan or protecting the crew or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you rip off the tops, and it starts to... It's going to try to grab you and throw you into the hallway because it realizes what you're doing. LV, heal.
Oh, I don't. You son of a bitch.
So that's a 4.
Okay. All right. Big bucks, no whammies.
Nice.
Yeah.
How about a 6?
All right. You grab the core.
A fantastic.
So you avoid it, and then you're going to grab the core and try to rip it out. That you're going to need a 4 physique to rip out the core.
Okay. And I have a 5.
Nice.
Excellent. So you rip the core out.
No!
You see the light cycle out of her eyes, and then she just goes inert.
I imagine LV is sort of standing over this thing, just kind of like...
Good
like
job.
Like holding this power core.
All right.
We should probably remove the power cores from the remaining bots before my EMP wears off.
It's a good idea. So you guys start removing
the cores. Great idea, Sarah, actually.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I'm
so smart.
Still semi-conscious in the hall, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you're bad. You need medical attention.
It's questioning ears from LV.
Like wolf head cocky at Dr. Hill, like, what the fuck is this?
So, yeah, she's, Dr. Martins is pretty bad off.
Can
she's
I go check on really, Dr. Martins too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, do you want to do first aid or anything?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to do first aid. You got time and you're not rushed, so you don't need to roll, but you have first aid, so you basically patch her up.
Yeah, and I am a
Sarah
doctor.
Sarah is kind of pacing nervously around Dr. Martins, because I really like Dr. Martins.
LV-113. The cryobec help you get the rest of the cores out of the other ones.
Okay.
And Luke comes up to you and goes, good job.
Well, it took the group to do it.
Always does. And he walks out to the hallway.
Dr. Hill, you stabilize Dr. Martins and you get her to the medical bay.
And Dr. Shing starts looking at her shoulder and her upper torso and starts helping out. What do you guys want to talk about? Like, you just had this big experience, obviously.
LV's also going to be looking for medical help, too.
Right. You can get some, yeah.
Okay.
Can I help you, LV? May I look?
Okay.
I mean, I am a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to help, though. I swore I took a Hippocratic oath, I believe.
And we're really sure that there's nothing left of that alien in you.
Nope, I'm over here in the Petri dish.
You didn't leave anything behind?
Why would I? That's... all of me. I need me.
Fair point.
Less of me is not good.
I guess you could take a look.
All right, let's see.
Okay, so you take a look.
Take a look. I'm sorry, did that hurt?
While they're working on me, you know, I'm saying even though they no longer have the power core, I think we need to do full diagnostics on every single thing on this ship that Swan could have touched and make sure Swan's programming is completely gone.
I'll start running diagnostics, Dr. Martins. You just rest.
Thank you, Sarah. And I don't know if you got my message, but thanks for the maps.
Oh, you're so welcome, Dr. Martins.
We're really lucky the cryobecs were here.
They came in really helpful. They seemed not as scary as Grelick seemed to say.
They have some level of authority, but it doesn't seem like it's bad.
I say we should be cautiously optimistic, but very cautious because we don't know the whole story yet.
What else do we need to know?
No, from what we saw, their main concern was getting people off the planet. They could have easily just allowed everyone to die. Like you said, they have authority, but they don't seem authoritarian.
Not that I've seen. Where, what happened with Tara?
She's up front with Marcus.
Okay.
Who's Tara? I'm sorry, I was...
That little girl who was with me earlier?
Oh, she was so sweet.
Yes. Yes, she... was Dr. Hill.
Right then, Marcia comes in. LV, are you okay?
A little banged up.
All right.
But we're patching LV up. How are you doing, Marcia?
Fine.
Why is everyone looking at me like strange?
You're acting completely different. I mean, you were such a jackhole not 2 days ago to all of us constantly.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
Really?
You're a supernova jerk.
Really?
All the time.
It's true.
Okay, everyone seems to agree, so I've got to consider that, because Mom said if everyone thinks... Okay.
Stop relying on your mother.
Petey.
I'm just telling you. You loved your mom.
That's Counselor Petey.
You loved your mom. Your mom loved you. And it was a little bit too much, though. Now you got to back away from it and find yourself.
It was too much sometimes.
Dr. Hill?
It's all right.
Let's go for a walk around the ship, Dr. Hill.
Your salt bags are leaking.
That sounds like a nice idea, Sarah. Let's walk.
We'll go for a stroll. You rest, Dr. Martins, and you too, LV-113.
Yeah, y'all rest up and heal up, okay? I'll be right back.
Thanks, guys.
It's all right, Dr. Hill.
I never thought that his drinking problem would ultimately help him.
Bad message.
Well,
I think what's funny, though, is even without being able to understand a word he was saying, the aliens understood that he was a jackass and needed an empathy parasite.
He picked the pink drink.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He picked the pink drink.
It just was coincidence.
It was coincidence. Yeah.
LV.
So with stress, when you take a stress, it goes away like sure. Nothing. So next scene, you're fine. You're going to have to recover, yeah. Dr. Markins, because you've been hurt pretty badly.
Sarah and Dr. Hill.
You guys go for a walk.
Oh, Sarah. What have I done?
Well, I mean, you were just a little bit of a jerk to everybody, but you seem to be acting better now.
Okay, so kind of like I got rebooted?
Maybe? Yeah. I think that maybe you got rid of some of the personality files that were making you so unappealing to the rest of the crew.
I was unappealing?
I thought we established this, Dr. Hill.
Oh, this is going to take a moment. I always had this feeling that I was special or that I was...
You can be special without thinking you're better than everybody else.
This other word my brain doesn't seem to want to say anymore, and it's... I can't. Something about hands and some... thing else.
Are you trying to say the word handsome, Dr. Hill? It's a weird sound you're making.
Seem to not... My brain sending a message, but I'm not able to get the word out.
I mean, I think that's all right. You can be attractive without talking about it all the time. Still a tough one for you, huh?
Yeah. This is very strange, Sarah. But thank you for being here for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the crew is going to like you a lot better now, and you should just keep going with it. Being nice to people, helping out around the ship.
I just always wanted to be helpful.
I think you're being helpful. You helped Dr. Martins.
I did?
Yeah. You patched up LV-113.
Do you think maybe she'll... Yes.
Let's not get carried away with ourselves. Come on, Dr. Hill, let's keep walking.
That sounds like a good idea, Sarah.
Brutally honest, Sarah. Let's not get too ahead of ourselves here.
Hill is getting all kinds of advice from all kinds of sources.
I'm taking it all in.
All right, Dr. Martins, you're going to be in sick bay for a little while. But LV, you're not. What mm-hmm. do you want to do?
I'm not sure. I feel like they might just go somewhere and, you know, kind of just contemplate things for a while, just somewhere quiet. Probably like staring out a window kind of thing, very dramatic. Also, they would go and check on Tara, actually.
Okay. Tara's doing fine, and as soon as you come back, she starts following you around again. And time goes by. You guys, because you're in portal space.
Sure.
So you're all talking with each other, and, you know, Sarah and Swan do a complete sweep to make sure there's no more backup Swans around. And it seems like that she is completely gone off the ship now. She's been erased. You guys come out of portal space finally. You're about a parsec. And when you come out of portal space, you're able to scan for the tall ships. And Marcus tells you guys that the ships are following you. They're not very far behind. And that you're going to have to get back into portal space pretty quickly if you're going to go to the Cryobec homeland or if you're going to go someplace else. Is the Cryobec home planet where you want to go?
Yes.
Among the crew.
I think that's our best option right now.
Sam Hill?
It seems like the safest thing, whatever LV wants.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if we need to mount a defense, that seems to be, makes the most sense to do so.
Okay.
I mean, we have a bunch of unarmed civilians and merchants and children on the ship. Yeah. Like, we're not set up to fight. Yeah.
Well, and we were an exploratory ship anyway. We
not
have
a battle
very limited
ship. Yeah.
Right.
Defenses.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So what I'm going to do, though, is because it's all portal space between here and there, we're just going to skip that section. You guys jump right back into portal space and start heading towards Osfang, the home planet of the Cryobec.
How are those new charts working out for you, Dr. Martins?
They are fabulous, Sarah. I am so glad that you uploaded those for me.
So during all this time, you can now erase your consequence.
Yay!
You can get rid of it because you guys are going to be in portal space for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. You're going to have to come out and then jump and whatever. So we're going to fast forward real quick and you guys arrive at Osfang. It looks very Earth-like from orbit, but there's also several space stations orbiting it, and you see military ships not far from the planet. And Luke comes over and says, "Well, we're here. I can give you a tour of the capital if you'd like, and we can talk with the. We'll need to tell the leaders of the military about what's heading towards us, because you guys checked every time you came out of portal space and the Tall are heading towards you. Would you all like to come with me?"
"Yes, I'd be very interested. Thank you."
"Right. Yes."
All right. So you guys go down to the surface of the planet and you see these huge buildings and everything, but they're built in such a way that there's all of these like ramps instead of stairs everywhere that are really wide. And you see Cryobec on all fours just running up the sides of these buildings. And, you know, they don't walk upright when they're in their own city. They have these large ramps around the buildings and everything is integrated into the nature that's around. The air is very clean and very crisp and very Earth-like. And as you're walking down the main thoroughfare, Alvi, you're the first one to see it. There's a huge statue in the center and it's of five wolves that are just normal wolves that you're used to, that you know about. And it says something underneath it. You're not sure what it says.
Well, I'm going to go over and read it.
Well, you can't. It's in a language that you don't understand.
Luke.
Yeah?
What does the writing on the statue say?
Oh, it says, from our mothers and fathers.
Were you always from this homeworld?
As far as we know, we evolved from wolves.
Interesting. I think LV's going to kind of pocket that information.
Okay. You guys head up, and you come into this, like, large room. It's sparsely decorated. There's a dirt floor that's the circle, and in the center is cement podium. You see several older cryobags. You can tell because their whiskers are graying. And then you can tell that one of the larger cryobag comes forward. It says, I've been told of your actions, and we appreciate your help with the people of the Rylon planet. We would very much be interested in speaking with you further about the Tall and seeing what we can do with the people who you've brought. So they used nanotechnology to attack the planet?
Yes.
Yes. They sent these bombs that once the little nanobots hit people that took them over.
Yes.
I'm so glad I was asleep for this.
Yeah.
Oof. What do you know about the Tall?
To be honest, little to nothing. We are from a planet that's very, very far from here. In fact, we were exploring. We didn't even know there was a whole other system with other life forms out here.
Oh, so you're very, very new to exploring from your planet then?
Yes, yes.
Well, they used to control a huge empire of planets. And we actually were once subjugated by them years and years. This is maybe a few thousand years ago. There was a revolt, and we became able to take over many of their planets. And ever since then, they've kind of become drifters. But lately, they've started to band together and try to take back their empire. So,
what do the Tall look like?
They're amphibious-looking creatures. Do you know what frogs are? Frog humanoid people.
Pretty familiar.
Yeah, though that's what a Tall looks like.
That son of a bitch.
Did you meet a Tall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Of course, he told us some stories that were not true and made us feel very sorry for him.
He said you would be very aggressive puppies, basically. I'm sorry.
Puppies? Puppies.
People. That you would be very aggressive. He said that you were...
So they were mean dogs.
Dogs. What is a dog?
That is what he called...
I'm having some flashbacks. Yes, there was the froggy guy. And you guys are the cutest big old puppies. And he said that you'd be mean, though, when you seem very, very nice.
Dr. Hill... Maybe a little more restraint.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What's something?
I think there's just a bit of a language barrier. What he means to say is we were provided misinformation about your species.
We don't know what dogs are.
Oh, yeah. That's probably a word from our planet that you're not aware of. Dr. Hill.
But I want to pet it.
Dr. Hill.
Zip it. But it looks so nice and fluffy.
Anyway, sorry about that little language mishap there.
Okay. We're going to have to mount some kind of defense. And that's where we're going to end it for this episode. Okay?
I love it. He has to come back.
back a little bit.
I was like, I'm going to say puppies. When do I say puppies?
That's awesome. I was thinking that at some point.
Because I was like, I'm too nice.
Yeah.
It's
off-putting.
You can still be nice, but like a little obnoxious and a little much.
Yeah.
And
I was actually thinking that that was what you were going to go for at some point. So that
of course, I realized as the word son of a bitch came out of my mouth that I'm on a planet of wolves.
Are you talking about me?
That's what I went, oh, sorry.
Everyone here.
The son of a bitch. Okay, so let's talk about Patreon real quick. We have a wonderful Patreon that the more people we get to back it means the more content we get to make for everybody. We really enjoy what we do, and we'd like to do some more for you. So if you like what you hear, check out 12 Sided Stories Patreon and become a backer. Let's talk about social media. We're going to start with Terry.
Oh, hi. This is Terry Gamble playing Dr. Sam H. Hill, a sensitive, puppy-loving soul. You can find me at the Terry Gamble on the internet. So that's Terry with one R. And you can also find me at terrygamble.com. And you can also find me over producing Horror Movie Survival Guide and sometimes at Happy Jack's RPG. Check them all out.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Osborne, and you can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Kelsey Kelsom, KelseyKelsem. So boring.
Hi, I'm Mac, not boring, Beauvais, and you can find me on social medias at Strange Like That. You can also find me over at the Happy Jacks RPG, where I'm playing in several games and generally being a crazy person.
And I'm Michelle Otis, the non-amphibious composer at Plate Mail Games. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Michulu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U.
My name is Wes Otis. I also work at Plate Mail Games. And you can find our sound effects and put them into your game at DriveThruRPG or at BattleBards. And, add some awesome sounds to your stuff as well. Thank you very much for listening. We have a lot of stuff that we are going to have coming up here soon, so we're very excited, and we hope you enjoy it. Bye.